Hello and welcome to the first episode of Bookie for Breakfast. My name is Knut Oldrian, and I'll be your host on what will hopefully become a member of the Fail Podcast family. I'm recording this first episode from my front lawn while watering my new grass seed, so you'll have to excuse any background noise from the wind or the hose. Week 2 of the Fail season features several great matchups between a much more closely contested slate of games than in prior weeks. To begin, I wanted to give a brief overview of how the computer scoring works and how my general picking works week after week. Generally speaking, I begin with the sleeper scoring projections, then back out any large scoring changes on projections for individual players. So for example, if one player who was previously only projected to score 4 or 5 points in a week suddenly is projected 11 because they scored a touchdown the prior week, I tend to back that out to the largest extent possible to try and control for any touchdown dependent players. Then I multiply the scores as projected on Sleeper by ESPN's boom and bust ratings that they provide with each week, collectivize those, and then make an adjustment factor based on roster capability. Finally, there are a few adjustments based on historics, but that generally gets me to a number each week for all 14 teams in our league. Now, to move on to a review from last week. Overall, the computer went 5-2 on matchups and 6-1 on the top 7 scorers. Its big error was miscalculating the fact that Dan was in fact not going to tank and his victory over Peter. Part of the problem was I analyzed that before he made his adjustments, so I essentially forced the computer to have him as a loss, which did not end up happening. So truly that was my fault, not the computer's. In reality, the computer could have gone 6-1. On the scoring, it did not anticipate that Brent would finish with a top 7 finish in the first week, but he did manage to complete that quest and score his 3 victory points for the week. So moving on to next week, I'm excited to announce that the computer was able to set lines for this week, slightly different than that of Sleeper, but overall pretty close because we have a lot of competitive matchups. The really big difference is where a tanking team or a double-digit scoring team is going up against a triple-digit scoring team where the largest variance exists. So to get started with what I hope will be the closest matchup of the weekend, we have myself taking on Dan K, Wisconsin Dan. Sleeper currently has Dan by approximately 6 points, although I think there's going to be a couple roster adjustments by both myself and him before the kickoff of the Thursday night game. The computer instead picks Dan to win by 15. Anecdotally, I'm going to say that I think Dan, unfortunately, probably wins by more than that. I really want to see great things from my guys, but Chris Godwin may still end up being healthy, and both Sleeper and the computer both project that Chris Godwin's at 0. If he comes in, he's probably a more impact player than some of the lower flexes that Dan has in his lineup. Next is Jonathan and Mark. Not as much to know here. Despite of recent news by Jonathan, the computer still has him winning by 16 and Sleeper by 26. I think Mark will probably overperform this week's rankings after having a tough start to begin, and he actually had the largest variance between what the computer projected for him and his own. So despite Sleeper having larger projection deficits for others, he was the largest by the computer standards. Next is Brent and Sam's. This goes the opposite direction. So Sleeper, because of some of those depressed scores we talked about earlier, Sam is only a favorite by 12 in Sleeper, but the computer has him as a 20-point favorite. Now, Brent is going to take this as more bulletin board material, but so far, with generally speaking, the computer has been fairly fair on its outcomes towards Brent. Next is Ben and Chris, my favorite matchup of the weekend. Chris is an 18-point favorite against Ben in the Sleeper projections, but the computer only has Chris as a 5-point favorite. A lot of this is because Chris had a phenomenal week, which Sleeper is increasing some of his players' floors on, so the computer backs that down ever so slightly. Then, Eli is a 31-point dog in Sleeper and a 25-point dog in the computer. I think that one's going to be pretty consistent. I think Eli's team was the preseason darling, but the computer just doesn't believe he can get a lot of these early victory points because of situation. But we'll circle back to him a little bit later on the victory points discussion. Then we have Pete and Matt. I have the computer set that if the line is greater than 50, it just calls it big, and this is Matt by big. Pete is actively not trying to win this year, and Matt will probably outscore him by a double-digit value. And finally, we have Dan P. and Josh. Sleeper has it by 17, or about 17.5. The computer has it, Josh, by 10. So In summation, this week the computer has all the same directional picks as Sleeper did, which was not the same case as last week. It actually had two different matchups going opposite directions. But I think generally this week, despite having a lot closer matchups, still have those favorites that are a bit cemented in. On the victory points discussion for points, it has the perennial same three, Jeremy, Chris, and Sam, as heavy favorites, and projecting each of them to be in a bit of a class of their own, with Jeremy in particular. It's a bit of a broken record at this point, but a heavy, heavy favorite to be the top scorer again this week. Then it actually has Brent as the clear-cut fourth, with a decent separation of almost 10 points between him and the next five. So Brent, despite your 20-point computer dog to Sam, you're still the favorite to be the fourth overall. Interestingly, that brings us to the final three victory points. Now, Ben would be considered the favorite of the next tier, but Eli, Josh, Dan K, and Jonathan are all within 5 points of one another. Simply by the projections, the computer has Dan K, then Jonathan, then Josh, but I think it's fair to say that all of those would be considered a toss-up for those top seven victory points. Myself, Mark, Matt, Pete, Dan, and are all further behind the rest. So in summary, that means Jeremy, Chris, Sam, Jonathan, and Dan K are slated for 3 victory points. Matt and Josh are slated for 2. Ben and Brent slated for 1. I hope you enjoyed this inaugural episode of Bookie for Breakfast.